Have you been wondering if Hinge can be a success for you?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating app called Hinge, but more specifically, we're going to be talking about how you can be successful on the app itself. But before we get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times the response rate than they had before. And in case you don't know what dating website is best for you, I suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of the quiz, I'll let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the necessities for those links in the bio down below, along with our Tinder 101 hub and more. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these 3 sections. The first of which is, what is Hinge? Then, what makes Hinge so successful? Then, how to use Hinge successfully. So before I jump into this first section, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 1 on my list, which is, what is Hinge? Even though you probably already heard about Hinge is one of the more popular up-and-coming online dating websites that has been pretty popular for the last few years, and is even being compared to other apps like Tinder and Bumble, but it's on a more serious note where Tinder and Bumble is really meant more for hookups and one-night stands. Aimed at users who are between the ages of 20 and 30 years old, it really is trying to establish an environment for those users who are looking for long-term serious relationships. The platform itself has gone through several reinventions throughout the entire last few years, and it really seems like the more into the future we go, the more features that are going to be available to more and more of its users. One feature, for example, called We Met, is actually built to help its algorithm make sure that it's finding its users a great match. And this is actually a really smart method, and what it does is it detects if you have actually sent a message to another user about going out on a date with them, and it usually does this by sensing that you've sent a phone number or a location or whatever it may be that triggers this algorithm to ask you the question of when you went on this first date, if it was a good first date, and if you were going to go on a second date or move on and go and meet up with somebody else on the app. All of this data is then used by the Hinge algorithm to make sure that it is actually matching up people with people that it's meant to be matching them up with to help them find the one significant person who they can spend the rest of their lives with. So in talking about the actual statistics of this app, when it asks users this question, 90% of them have responded that they had gone on that first date with that person, and 72% of them responded that they were planning on going on a second date with that individual and or going and continuing a relationship with that individual. When it comes to statistics like this, Hinge is really leading the way in making a long-term serious relationship app, as those are really high rates in comparison to many other online dating websites, but especially those that are popular are with the same age group, including Tinder and Bumble, especially if they are looking for long-term serious relationships. So this is going to move me on to number 2 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me on to number 2 on my list, which is, what makes Hinge so successful? Now that you know that Hinge is a great online dating app for its users, as most users who utilize it do end up finding success on the app, you may be asking yourself how they exactly figure this out. Well, Hinge's demographics actually aren't that different than Tinder or Bumble, for example, outside of the fact that Tinder has a significant amount more users than Hinge, but this is going to be true when you compare Tinder to almost any other online dating app. So from this, we can say that Hinge's success is not based off of the age of its users, nor is it based off of the amount of users who are on the actual Hinge app. However, Hinge couples are a lot more serious than Tinder couples, as Hinge couples are looking for long-term serious relationships
right from the get-go, where for the most part, Tinder couples are not really looking for something serious, and they ended up just having a spark with each other and then rolling with it. With Hinge, users are looking to go out on a first date, where with a lot of users on Tinder, they're actually just getting the app just so they can swipe through the app and get an ego boost. So because Hinge is more for people who are looking to go on real dates and interact with real people with the same intentions, this is of course going to lead to it being a much more successful app, even than that of Tinder, when you are looking for long-term serious relationships. And its algorithm on top of that is making this even better, because honestly, I don't see Hinge as a classic dating app. I see it as an app where you can find a lot of users who are going to be very like-minded to you specifically. So because of this, because it's so easy to click with other users on the app, it's going to have, of course, a much higher success rate than other apps, again, like Tinder or Bumble, when it comes to long-term serious relationships. More and more people are meeting through online dating apps, and especially through Hinge, but it is a growing trend to see that more users who are meeting on Hinge are actually resulting in getting married as well. Many Hinge success stories have happened throughout the last few years, and if the trend keeps going, those success stories are going to increase and increase as time continues on. Honestly, with Hinge not being the most popular dating app out there, but being an online dating app that has a super high success rate, it's only a matter of time before this app really blows up. And of course, you're seeing this marketing media coming out for this app as well, and it's becoming more and more popular in that sense. So it's only a matter of time before this becomes one of the best online dating apps for meeting up with serious long-term individuals. And honestly, I'd say it's already there. It's just not the most popular one because it doesn't have as many users as it really should. Now, I don't want to make it sound like this app has no users, as there are millions of users who are utilizing this app. But in comparison to other apps like Tinder that has hundreds of millions of users, it's not really that big of an app. Another huge benefit to this app as well is that you can only interact with other users if your profile has 6 uploaded photos and if your profile has 3 prompts on it as well. So this results in all of these profiles being very filled out with a lot of information for other users to see, so they can really get a quick sense of who you are as a person and decide from there if they are going to actually like your profile. Where with Tinder, there is no minimum. You could have a blank profile with 1 photo, and a lot of users actually do that. So it makes it, of course, not as successful as an app if you are looking for long-term serious relationships. And a great way to increase the number of dates that you can go on is to know how to actually communicate on any online dating app. And one way to figure that out is by checking out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't using the formula beforehand. So if you want to have better conversations, which can lead to more dates, I absolutely suggest that you check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me on to number 3 on my list, which is how to use Hinge successfully. Hinge may seem like it's very hard to utilize from the beginning, but the more you use the app, the more it's going to learn about you and the more potential matches that you could be making with users that you can absolutely relate to. So how the app's algorithm first starts off is you fill out your profile, and you can even link your social medias like Facebook, and it'll actually take information from them and try to find like-minded people based off of that. Then from there, when you are liking or passing individuals, it's going to present you more users who are similar to the users who you are liking. This way, the Hinge algorithm is going to grow an idea of exactly what kind of person that you're looking for. And every single day that you utilize the app, the algorithm is going to get more and more accurate in theory. And it seems like since they instituted the We Met feature, the app has become even more and more accurate in finding the right type of user for you. So if you did utilize this We Met feature, you go on a date with an individual and you let the app know exactly how that date went, whether it was good or bad, or whether you're looking to continue utilizing the app because the date was good, but you want to see your options out there, it's going to know even more information about the type of person that you want to find and the type of person that you want to go out on dates with. By utilizing all of these features that Hinge offers, I find that it's going to be really difficult for users to not get a ton of options out of this app for potential life partners. Even the way the app itself is set up, by having all of the profiles having to be completely filled out, and by you having to like a particular piece of their profile, and even on top of that, giving you the option to comment on that piece of profile to start a conversation, the Hinge app really does a great job of pushing conversations with other users in a very relaxed way that doesn't feel forced whatsoever. And in having those full profiles, you'll find out a lot about their likes, what their preferences are, what kind of person that they look like, and see if you're actually attracted to them in that way as well. This is a fantastic way for you to find somebody who you are like-minded with, so that when you do eventually go on a date with that individual or the multiple individuals that you are like-minded with, it should be a very relaxed and easy environment for you to do so, because you already agree on most things in life. Becoming successful on Hinge really doesn't require hours and hours and hours of work. It just takes a few minutes to set up that profile, to browse the users when you do have time, and the algorithm will do most of the work for you. And this is really, in my opinion, a great algorithm for finding that long-term serious partner that you are seeking out for, and one of the best that is out there for online dating options. So the key to finding a great match on Hinge is to be sure that you're being open and honest about yourself when you are creating your profile, making sure that your preferences on Facebook are actually matching your preferences on Hinge, and making sure that you are actually paying attention to the types of people that you are liking on Hinge, so the algorithm can be accurate in finding like-minded people that you are interested in. This is, of course, going to be one of the most effortless ways in you finding a great match if you are looking for that long-term serious relationship. Now, again, in comparison of Hinge, Tinder, and Bumble, Hinge is absolutely going to be the winner if you are looking for that long-term serious relationship. If you are looking for those one-night stands or flings that don't really matter, I do think that Tinder is going to take the win there. However, if you aren't looking for that, again, and you're looking to settle down with a significant other, Hinge is definitely going to be your go-to app. So, of course, if you are looking to secure the individual in going on a potential date so that you guys can figure out if you're going to be life partners or not, you should absolutely make sure that you are saying the right thing first in your conversations. And the best way to do that is by checking out our opening line formula. Using the opening line formula, we've discovered that users have received 3 times the response rate that they had before. And in case you don't know what dating website is best for you, I suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it will let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find these necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our Tinder 101 hub and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure you guys are checking out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!